Hello, everyone, and welcome to this not episode of Above the Horizontal, a podcast about rugby league. I am your host, Bo Nicholson. Unfortunately, there will be no full episode this week of Above the Horizontal because no one was available, pretty much, to have a chat with me. I'm sitting here just having a chat by myself. Bit weird. Kieran's not feeling well. Friendy's got other plans. Chris has been smashed by work. And Miles is literally in Ecuador as we speak, a place where they have sloth penises on the menu and guinea pig dumplings. So that's fun. So I was thinking about putting up a social media post just to tell everyone that we won't be having an episode this week, but that would not be fair on the Big E, who did go to the effort of putting in his phenomenal tips of the week. So here is the Big E, and then you'll hear my tips for the week, and then say goodbye.
G'day boys, this is the Big E. I am going to do my Big E phenomenal tip of the week. The first tip for the first match coming up, I am going to tip the Pandas against the Rabbitohs, tipping Manly Seagulls against the Raiders, and also I am going to be at Suncorp Stadium. Here we come, let's go Broncos. I'm going to tip the Broncos against the Roosters. I'm doing that with my boys, and yes, Monique, I am going to tip your team. They got 91%. Let's go Bulldogs. Jeez! And also, I'm going to tip Storms, going to tip the Dolphins, and actually, I tipped the Newcastle Knights for you, Friendly, my boy. And the last match, I'm going to tip the Sharks. That is my big phenomenal tip of the week. And also for my wild card, I am actually going to say congratulations to the Cronulla Sharks. They won 40-0. Sorry, Bo. And, this is my different board prediction. I am going to say, rest of the Cowboys players, rest of them are going to get a try. That is my board prediction. I hope I get it right, though. This is the Big E. That is my Big E phenomenal tip of the week. Enjoy the pod. And of course, knock knock. Who's there? Big E, Big E here, Big E out. What? Cheers, boys. This is cheers. Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys.
Thank you, as always, to the Big E. He's an absolute pest, but we do love the Big E. As he spoke about, he went through his tips. The Rabbitohs and the Panthers, despite the change of coach, I can't see the Rabbitohs winning, so the Panthers for me. The Seagulls and Raiders, same sort of thing. The Raiders looked completely at sea without Fogarty, and they looked a bit down. I expect a better performance from them, but I think the Seagulls will get the job done there on Friday evening. As the Big E mentioned, he is going to this game with his friends. This is the Broncos versus the Roosters. A couple of very impressive performances from both teams last week. I thought Sam Walker was right up there for player of the round. I'm going to go for the Broncos, home ground advantage and a better roster, I think. On Saturday, the Bulldogs and the Tigers. I'm going to go the Tigers. I think I'm an idiot. I don't know. I'm going to go for the Tigers. I'm going to back in my mate Chris Waring there, who probably would have gone for the Bulldogs anyway. Titans and Storm. Titans are at home. Storm, super impressive against the Rabbitohs. The Rabbitohs were shit-ass, but Hughes, Munster, Pappenhausen, Grant, they haven't been in much better form than that in the last few years. Obviously, they haven't played much together in the last few years, so very ominous signs there, I think, the Storm for that one. On Saturday night, it's my Cowboys up against the Dolphins. For some reason, the Dolphins are pretty heavy outsiders on this one. I'm not really sure why, given recent form. I will go for the Cowboys. It's a heart tip. They're playing at home. That helps. But I don't think the Dolphins deserve to be huge outsiders. Maybe that's just the Jake Granville effect of finally getting dropped. I almost came bucket loads, I think, when I heard that. The Knights and the Warriors from Newcastle's home ground. Jeez, didn't David Armstrong make an impression on his debut for the Knights, filling the very sizable shoes of Kalen Ponga. The Warriors just have a better team, though. They have to start winning some football games. They do sit outside the top 8 at the moment, so I'm going to back in the Warriors there. Sharks and Dragons, I'll tell you what, Nicho Hynes was the player of the week. He was pretty incredible last round. The Sharks in their entirety were just huge against the Raiders. The Dragons, very unimpressive against the Roosters in a big game, and they have been inconsistent. So the Sharks for me. And that's it for this week. Apologies on behalf of the entire team that we couldn't put a whole episode together, but we thought it better than nothing to at least have the Big E's tips in there. But please do join us next week so that we can go above the horizontal again. But until then, g'nayne, which of course means goodbye.